Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
So, I think we should start with last night's game.
Okay.
Which you came in here just giving me such a hard time. Well, I'm on the Oakland Raiders train, ride her till she bucks you.
You've been saying it every week. You pick them. Ride her till she bucks you. Well, she never bucked you. Why'd you not ride her?
She won last night, so was I smart or not in taking Kansas City?
Yeah, you just took her.
You're just sore.
Yeah.
You're just sore because you didn't get a game on me and you wanted one.
I'm going to get some this week.
You should, because there is a lot of games you could easily
pick either way.
Go either way. And I might even give you the choice again this week. Like I did a couple weeks ago. Because, I mean, it's ridiculously close. But let's talk about last night's game for a second. First of all, the Oakland Raiders offense was terrible. Terrible.
Derek Carr was 17 of 41.
No. Hold on a second.
117 yards.
Pump the brakes just a second.
No
everybody.
Touchdowns.
Did you not see all the drop balls that they had?
Okay, they didn't.
I'm not saying that he didn't.
They didn't
play.
Have 24 drop balls.
No, I understand that, but there was a few of them. Like Seth Roberts, he pretty much dropped everything that was thrown at him. Amari Cooper couldn't adjust to that one long throw that would have been a touchdown in the fourth quarter, if you remember.
Yeah, and it looked cold there.
A little bit. They just looked like they didn't want to be there. They really looked like
Latavius
they didn't
Murray had a decent game, though. He had 103 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, no, how long has he been a Raider, and how long has he been putting 100-yard games up?
Because I've never heard of Latavius Murray. You see,
no.
You need to have 5 TVs to fully understand the game.
Oh, really?
Or play fantasy football. Then you know who Latavius Murray is.
Well, you were right about the fantasy football, but don't give me a hard time about this 5 TVs, buddy. I got an 11-game lead. Just saying.
One time in 10 years, you're beating me? Okay.
it's not the only time.
Do you know why you're winning? Because the Lions are winning. The first time they've been winning is the first time you've been winning.
There's probably 4 games you could attribute to that, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Four out of that 11. So, that being said, anything else on last night's game, or should we move along here?
No, I just think the Chiefs may be the AFC Super Bowl team.
I don't think so. I don't think that game was indicative of what we're going to see from Oakland come playoff time.
Ooh.
I really don't.
Hey, they're tied now, but they have the tiebreaker.
True.
Because they beat them twice.
There's still some football to be played.
10-3, yeah, there's 3 games left.
And I think they could meet again in the playoffs, I really do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, that being said, let's talk a little bit about some Packers and Lions news. You kind of mentioned to me already that about Pettigrew, and that was late yesterday. The Lions released Brandon Stonehands Pettigrew.
They did not call him Stonehands when they released him. Come on.
They should have. But I will say
First-round pick, by the way.
I am going to say one good thing about Brandon Pettigrew. That guy was a really good blocking tight end. He made great blocks. Unfortunately, as a tight end in today's NFL, that's not good enough. That's why he had the name Stoney. He dropped some balls, man. He dropped some serious passes. I will say this, though. It is interesting. I was kind of flipping around today, listening, actually not just today, but all week long. The Lions are getting some love nationally from sportscasters.
Oh, I know. I've been hearing it.
Jim Rome had Nevin Lawson on today. And, I mean, he was not just bragging up the Lions, but like bragging up Detroit. You don't hear that.
No, you don't.
You really don't. I mean, he was talking
about, and why would you until this year?
It's known as Hockey Town. Got the Red Wings, the Pistons, Bad Boys.
You better hope that
now,
this is not a jinx.
Detroit Lions.
You better hope it's not.
You don't
you
like
better
my
not,
Jim Rome
you better, No, it's horrible. You better hope that they don't go and blow this game to the Bears. You better hope.
I am hopeful, but you know what? It's not going to shock me if they do. It's just that's par for the course for my tenure as a Lion fan for 30-plus years. Just saying. Would it shock you?
No.
It would surprise me, yes,
it
but
would
it wouldn't shock
you?
Me.
No. Yeah. Every, you know, even good teams will lay an egg in a game. You never know.
Don't even start. I don't even think about it. Anyway, we'll get to the game and pick that in just a little bit. 2-game lead going into this weekend. What about the news coming out of the Packers camp at this point?
I know of no news, so I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Aaron Rodgers believes they will run the tape. That was the only statement I saw. on his radio show or whatever.
I believe if they win this weekend, they will run the table.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
If they win this week, and I'm not saying they're going to win this week, but if they win this week, well, all they got left then is at the Bears. The Vikings at home are so beat up.
They're at home this weekend.
Who? Yeah, I know.
The
I
Packers.
Said after this weekend.
All
they're
right.
at the Bears. They have the Vikings at home, which I think the Vikings are too beat up. And then the last game of the year.
Well, let's let's make our picks here real quick after the break, but let's just move along here then.
Okay.
And go to the Red Wings just to preface this game for tonight quickly. They will be taking on the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are pretty good this year,
yep.
by the way.
Mm-hmm. 15-5-4, good.
And you just mentioned to me earlier, like, they're 10 games out of behind Montreal, who has the best record.
10 points.
I'm sorry, yes, 10 points. That's actually a lot for this time of year.
No. Not from being first place, no. They're 4 points still out of the playoffs right now. We're talking way too early about this. Quit talking.
I have to because I'm worried. I'm stressed. I want them to make it 26 consecutive years.
You know the
happy
problem
to see
is
you
this
and
year,
Manta are coming back though.
There is so much mediocrity in mediocrity, whatever, in the NHL right now. I mean,
I like your word better.
How many teams are right at 500?
The Steve Whalen
mediocrity
book of adjectives.
Yeah,
mediocrity.
I mean, the only team that's horrible is Arizona.
Is that like mediocre democracy?
We won't talk politics.
That's true.
Okay.
Manta and Athanasio are coming back tonight. I should have had you pronounce his name.
Dang, I know how to say Athanasio. Jeez, come on.
We'll see how it goes tonight, even though you just said it wrong again. There's no N. I love doing this show with you, dude. I really do. You entertain me as much as anything. All right, so let's take a break, unless you got anything else before we go to our picks. Week 14 picks.
Oh, I can't wait. Come back with the picks so I can make up some ground.
It's going to be tough this week, buddy.
Picking the Bears.
Kill you. Big Boy Sports Recap. Stay tuned. Second half coming up. The Outdoor Show.
Come in from the cold to Big Boy Marquette for a delicious, warm cup of made-from-scratch soup. Pick your cup of made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy. Tomato basil bisque, broccoli cheddar, vegetable beef, cream of broccoli with ham, chicken noodle, cabbage, loaded baked potato, or zesty chicken tortilla. Pair your soup with the perfect half sandwich or petite salad. Come in from the cold to a warm cup of delicious made-from-scratch soup at Big Boy Marquette.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half, brought to you by, presented by...
The Doghouse.
We got to be quick here, we're running out of time.
Okay.
Doghouse, that's a great spot to watch a game, and you're into the last few weeks here of the Doghouse, and it's going to turn into Digs next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about these games here. Going into this weekend, I'm 11 games ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
We both picked Kansas City last night, so we're off to a good start.
Yep.
I'll tell you right now, right out of the gate, the first game that we're going to pick, Tennessee hosting Denver. Mariota's throwing the ball really well right now, especially
yep.
the deep ball really well.
Trevor Siemian's back, though.
I think, I don't care. I still think I'm going to take Tennessee on this game.
I'm taking Denver.
There we go. There's one right out of the gate. Carolina is hosting San Diego. Nobody cares, except the only reason I'm taking Carolina is I think they're going to show a little bit of pride at home. And Luke Kuechly's back.
Yes, I'll take Carolina, too.
Indianapolis, this surprised me. I mean, I know Houston's kind of like...
falling apart?
Yeah, and mediocre, but so is Indianapolis. But they have been surging lately. But they're favored by 6.5.
Yeah, but
that's a lot.
Brutal. Brock Osweiler's brutal. Come on.
So you're taking Houston?
Yeah, I'm taking the Colts.
Cincinnati at the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland gets their first win. No way.
Cincinnati. Come on.
No,
RG3's
going 0-16.
Don't you want to make some games up
they're
here?
Going 0-16.
You got to have some stones
Brady
here,
Quinn,
buddy. Come
Brady
on.
Brady Quinn said Cleveland will win this game. So if you believe in Brady Quinn.
All right. Cincinnati it is. Pittsburgh is at Buffalo.
This
think Buffalo's
is a really tough game.
Yeah, but Buffalo's got too many injuries. Sorry. Going with Pittsburgh.
So am I.
Arizona at Miami. Now, this is a really tough one for me.
Yeah, it is.
Because
Miami.
Arizona is not that great, but they're consistent, I think. Yeah. Miami.
Won six in a row and then just laid an egg last week.
So, yeah, I mean, were they so embarrassed? Are they going to come back and just be on fire this weekend?
Possibly.
Who are you taking?
You're supposed to go first.
I'm going with Miami.
I'm going Arizona. David Johnson, MVP.
There's two. Let's see. Minnesota at Jacksonville. I'm going Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
There we go. Tampa Bay is hosting New Orleans.
The first place, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And by the way, it's a very thin line on this one, too. 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with the Bucs.
Me too.
Washington at Philly. Now, here's the question. Is Philly actually going to pull themselves up by the bootstraps at home and beat a fairly decent Washington team?
Remember, Philly was undefeated at home until the Packers beat him there.
Yeah, but I'm going with the Redskins.
I'm going to go with Philly.
All right. San Francisco is hosting.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to watch this game. San Francisco is favored.
I can't believe it.
They have one win.
I can't believe it. I actually am going to go with the 49ers.
I'm going to go with the Jets.
All right. And we got Atlanta at Los Angeles. I'm going with Atlanta.
Atlanta.
What about Dallas at the Giants?
Oh, it's a tough game. I'm going to have to say I can't go against the Cowboys. They're 11-1.
Yeah, but they're in the Meadowlands.
I'm going Dallas.
I got to go Dallas, too. I can't go with the Giants on that. Can't.
All right.
All right, so let's go. You know, I told you I'd take a Detroit every game this rest of the year.
I can't pick the Bears. I'm sorry.
Come on, you got to make up more games.
I don't care. I'm picking the Lions. Come on.
Okay.
It's the Bears.
What about the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field? And it's going to be frozen.
Seattle is favored by 3 points.
I know. I am taking the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm taking the Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
We got a few different there.
A lot. That might be the most ever.
Good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games different this
week. We had 5 different last week. So.
All right. All Big right. Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
I'll catch you on Monday, buddy.
All right.
The Outdoor Show.